The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Saturday, the fourth week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. There's an interesting exchange that takes place in the Gospel of John from today's Mass, from John chapter 7. Let's listen to an extended excerpt of the reading. It says, "The guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, 'Why did you not bring him?' That is Jesus. The guards answered, 'Never before has anyone spoken like this man.' So the Pharisees answered them, 'Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed.' Nicodemus, one of the members who had come to him earlier, said to them, Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?' They answered and said to him, 'Are you not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee.'" Jesus had been preaching in the temple precincts, and the Jewish leadership criticized the guards for not having arrested him. They're not interested in what Jesus has to say, and they don't ask questions about his teaching. These same leaders also criticized Nicodemus rather than engaging in a rational discussion with him. These Pharisees resort to personal attacks rather than reasoned discourse. They would feel right at home on Twitter. The scene of the gospel embodies so much of what is wrong in what passes for social discourse in our own day. While many people will say, quote unquote, "we need to have a conversation about this or that issue," as soon as someone tries to engage them in a rational way, these same people try to marginalize anyone who dares to disagree with them. Thus is born cancel culture. It's inhuman and absurd. St. Thomas Aquinas identifies faith and reason as two ways of knowing, of approaching the truth. Reason refers to what we can apprehend by logic and experience. Faith is a gift and communicates the knowledge contained in divine revelation. Faith builds upon reason, and these two modes of knowing are completely harmonious with each other insofar as they are seeking the truth, which never contradicts itself. Unfortunately, we are living in an increasingly irrational age. The voices in our popular culture and politics that clamor for science and for reason are really the first to reject them whenever the conclusions of science do not support a preferred ideology or narrative. We don't want to be like them. In fact, as Christians, we ought to have a deep devotion and commitment to the truth. After all, Jesus calls himself the truth, since he is the source of the entire created world. And without a devotion to the truth, society is reduced to a struggle for power. This is what's happening with the Pharisees who reject Jesus. They're not interested in the truth he preaches, but only in the fact that Jesus' popularity might diminish the power of the established order. Again, absurd. By choosing to follow Jesus, to listen to and embrace his word, we are embarking upon an adventure in truthfulness, which will lead us to a deeper knowledge about ourselves, about the world, and above all, about God and his sovereignty over each of us. God bless you.